7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Being annoying, cat.
Banana.
Yeah.
Banana.
Who's a banana baby? Okay, let's get this going. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the do. Beer Scores Committee. Yes, hello, it's a time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm just sitting here, and now the cat's climbing back into the kitty business pit, even though she just climbed out 3 minutes ago, and she said, oh, you can start your show now, and so I started hooking up all the equipment, and then the cat came back and said, oh, psych, it's kitty psych time, you have to do more kitty business with me. So I said, hello, kitty, and now this cat is spinning around in the kitty business pit. Oh, did you find the right angle to sit at? Did you figure it out? Did you do all the kitty research necessary to figure out the best place to sit? Yes, you did, because that's kitty science. My cat is a kitty scientist. Welcome to Dubious Goals Committee. Right, so I'm having kind of a wacky day. I kind of went to bed a little bit early last night, and I slept pretty good. I had a weird dream. We'll go into that in a minute. And then I woke up, and it was way too early, and I said, oh, no, I'm not getting up this early. I'm going back to bed. And then I slept another 4 hours. So in total, I think I slept 8 hours, or thereabouts, or close enough to it. Oh, and I got up so late, so I've got a real late start today, so I got to remember not to take a nap this afternoon, because I won't actually be tired. If I take a nap this afternoon, then I'll be up until dawn. That's no good. So I'm drinking tea. Drinking the Yunding Jiguan Yin today. No, it's Jiguanorific. It's delicious tea, isn't it, Peppa? Peppa says, hi, you need to pet me up. I was petting you up for a half an hour before this whole show started, and then you had to come back to the kitty banky because he saw all the equipment. He said, oh, I can't wait to interrupt the show because I'm a kitty. Yeah, you're the fluffiest damn kitty in Fluffy Town. The fluffiest baby in Fluffy Town got elected mayor in the midterms. Yes, it was the fluffy midterms, and they said, who's going to be the mayor of Fluffy Town? And they said, oh, it's going to be Pippa. You're the mayor of Fluffy Town. So, other than, you know, getting up really late and just managing to catch the last of some football that I needed to see, that was all great. Everything's beautiful today. Oh, and the dream that I had? I can't really remember much of it, but basically, I was like walking down a dirt road. And it must have been, you know, like spring or fall or something, because I was wearing my black pants, my old pants, the crappy pants that are now unwearable. And I was wearing my, you know, my gray sort of sweatshirt jacket thingy. And all I really remember from the dream is I was thinking, oh, the road's not very dusty. You know, it's a dirt road. And I was thinking, oh, it's not very dusty today. That's nice. And then I think I woke up shortly. Was there food involved? There might have been food involved. I often dream of food. And that's why I went to the grocery store last night at about 7 p.m. And I bought some waffles and some maple syrup and I bought some pepperoni. And I had the deli lady slice it nice and thin. It's so thin you could use it for a window in a dollhouse. You can see right through it. It's pretty much transparent. So that makes for some crispy, crispy pepperoni on your waffles. It's delicious, wasn't it, Peppa? It was so good.
Where are you going? Are you... No, she's just standing up to... What are you looking at over there? Are you listening to the dogs bark outside? Yeah. So I went to the store. Bought pepperoni, bought waffles, bought some poo chows, of course. And then I bought some cookies, and I was thinking about buying some pineapple, and then I didn't. I don't remember what my rationale was. And I bought a whole bunch of graham crackers, because I love graham crackers. And I was all out of graham crackers, and I had to go an entire day without eating graham crackers yesterday. And I thought, no, that's not going to ever happen again. Okay, now the cat is actually leaving. Ooh. So now I can roll over onto my side. And I failed to mention the scariest thing yet. You know, basically I slept in two, like, shifts this morning, overnight, whatever, however you want to look at it. Yeah, so I went to sleep, and then I woke up, and it was just after dawn. And I said, oh, this is great. I don't have to get up. I can go back to sleep. And so I rolled over. And then when I rolled over, yes, it happened again. My left leg cramped up, and it cramped up really bad, and I was like going, and I had to sit up and become completely awake, and it was super painful, and it was going into full seize. It was going into full lockup, and I said, no, God, not this again, and then it went away. It hurt really bad for, I don't know, a minute, and then it just released, and I thought, oh my God. That was so painful. And then I went back to sleep. And I'm starting to wonder, what is causing this? You know, we had the surgery to prevent this from happening. What did I do yesterday? Was I moving around too much yesterday? I didn't do anything where I exerted any... Well, I did go to the store. But you wouldn't think that would do it, right? Yeah, no, of course not. It's just weird. Anyway, so I gotta figure that out. Maybe it just means I need to eat more bananas or pineapple. Maybe I should have bought that pineapple after all. I sat there looking at the thing of pineapple, but it was like $8. And I thought to myself, am I gonna eat? Do I really want to eat $8 worth of pineapple? And it wasn't that much. I mean, it wasn't a large quantity of pineapple. It was just a little bit of pineapple. It looked pretty yummy. But anyway, when I was at the store, or when I was driving to the store, I was behind a car. I was behind a car that had a very interesting license plate. And I thought, wow, what an extraordinarily redundant license plate, but at least it's easy to read. In my city, the car license plates follow the pattern of three letters and then three numbers. We had an old system that we ran out of plates, had to come up with a new system. So now all the new license plates, three letters, three numbers. And what license plate did I see last night? VVV555. Yeah, Victor, 555. And I thought, wow. That's easy to remember if you're a Roman or an American. You'll never forget your license plate number. Well, as long as you're smart enough to know Roman numerals, but yeah, just don't count on it. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Tobe. There must be some Tobe license plates. The best license plate possible would be Tobe 708. 708 being a Tobe number. 7 looks like a T. That's just a little wonky. So if you straighten out the 7, it becomes a T. 0 is O. And an 8 becomes a B if you left justify it at extreme velocities. And then, you know, it gets flattened out on that side. So 708 equals Tobe. And yes, I do want the license plate, Tobe 708. But here's the bad news. There are no Tobe license plates. I don't know why. They skipped it. They went from, there's S's, Q, R, I don't remember if I saw any, are there any R's? There's plenty of Q license plates. They skipped T, and they went straight to U. Why did they skip T? Well, I like to think that they're waiting for me to have to register a car so they can make sure I get a Tobe license plate. But I don't know what the reason is. I thought maybe they're saving, maybe they saved the T's for like, I don't know, official government cars or something, which would be just criminal, but yeah, there still are no, have I seen X? Yeah, I've seen X plates, W, X, Are there any Ys? Have I seen any Ys or Zs? I haven't seen any Zs yet. But yeah, the fact that there's no Tobe license plates just, I don't know, it leaves me in some kind of state of banana confusion.
Banana. Banana.
みんな、ここがどこだかわかるかな？
signed up. Let the sound take you away.
We had some great music today. First, we heard Ball of Confusion by Love and Rockets, greatest cover of Ball of Confusion ever. And then, of course, we had to hear some Steppenwolf with Magic Carpet Ride. That's always a pleasant surprise. And now my cat has returned. Hi, Peppa. Everybody say hi to Fluffy Face Madingans. Hello, Fluffy Face Madingans. And why did Peppa show up so... No, that's not for you. That's... Don't eat it. That's not a kitty food. I think everybody who spends any time with the Dubious Goals Committee understands what is coming next. Because my cat is in here trying to get in my face. What are you doing? Oh my god, let's just get this going, Peppa. Come on. That's right. It's time for the candy report, and I have all the candy wrappers from last night right here, which are attracting my cat, both the smell and the crinkly sound. She's got her face in the handful of wrappers. And what candy did I eat last night? Well, first, I started off with a strawberry Kasgai gummy. It was delicious. And then I bolstered that flavor with a mango poochow, and that was also delicious. And then, what are you doing? Don't grab my hand. Then I had two grape high chews, and now the cat's trying to rip the candy wrappers out of my hand. I think I'm bleeding. Oh my god, candy related injuries. All right, and And so that's the candy report for today, November, I don't know what day it is, the 19th, is today Saturday? I don't even know what day it is. I don't even care, because I've been waiting forever to do this. This one's for Publius.
Beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Oh my God, that worked out better than I ever expected it would. Oh, I don't think I have to tell anyone that that was obviously the Miami Beef Machine. And if you thought that was good, you have no one to thank other than the Man and Atom Society. I'd just like to thank the brains at the Man and Atom Society for suggesting such a powerful... a Miami beef machine. I can't go on. Somebody play some music.
Sasa, onige nasai, Miko-san, Miko-san, onige nasai.
Doste, tsuite kondesho, Kuma-san, Kuma-san, omite oshii.
Yappa, bare chaimashita.
Shinga. All right, now that I've regained some sanity, I got to sit here and I got to figure out what I'm doing today. I got to figure out, do I got more football to watch? There's football highlights on right now. And look, they're kicking a ball around. And it's nice green grass. Okay, yeah, that's great. Football wins. But the big question is, do I have a race today? Why do I get the feeling that I missed it already? Which means I'm going to have to catch the replay that's coming up later tonight. And we should probably check to see if that's on. Oh, I can do it later. I don't really care. I can figure it out later, and I should also figure out what it is I'm going to eat for lunch, because I just realized something. And even though I went to the grocery store last night, I don't think I bought any lunch food. I only bought breakfast food, pepperoni and waffles, and candy, which is not breakfast food. It's late at night food. What do I have? I don't even know. I don't think I can eat any plov today. Oh, look at this. Christian Eriksen got himself a goal today. Oh, I'm so glad. I love Christian Eriksen. It scared me to death when he had his little health shock freak out. My God, that was scary. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Oh, so glad to see that he's back and walking around and breathing and being alive in general, because I love that guy. Christian Eriksen. I love football. But like I said, don't I have a race today? What am I supposed to be doing here? I mean, what the... Today I'm just not... I don't have... I don't know. I'm just thinking all weird. My thinking is off. It probably got off last night when I was buying pepperoni and waffles, talking to the deli lady. Oh boy, and did she ever slice my pepperoni up thin. I said, you know, real thin, and she went over to the slicer and went z-z-z-z-z-z. And she comes back with this slice of pepperoni, and she held it sideways, and I could see light through it, and I said, yes, that's what I want. Clear pepperoni.
No. Oh. It's all right, you're safe.
What?
You're safe. We got you.
I'm not safe.
I'm on fire.
Okay.
I'm on fire.
All right, you're not on fire.
I knew it. You're lying.
I'm on fire.
It burns.
There is no fire.
It burns. It burns. Come back here.
But something looks wrong. I mean, he's running around like he's on fire.
Oh, my God.
Because I am on fire. Yeah. Yeah, dig this, baby. You've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Every day, people. Holidays, weekends, leap days. Every day you can think of. Every damn day. At 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I'm Tobe, and I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.